This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Hannah Gorman and her daughter Eliza Gorman were Benton County's first Black residents and landowners. Although Oregon was not even a territory yet, the area began to see a steady arrival of American migrants beginning in 1843. In 1844, Major John Thorpe and his family set off from their Kentucky plantation to Independence, Missouri, on the route to the Willamette Valley. The Thorpes brought along two enslaved people, 33-year-old Hannah and her 5-year-old daughter, Eliza. Hannah's newborn son, Hiram, was left behind. The Thorpes ultimately settled in Polk County. Little is known about Hannah and Eliza's first years in Oregon. Slavery had not yet been outlawed in Oregon, but by 1850, the mother and daughter were listed as free blacks in the county census, while still living in the home of the Thorpes. At some point after, both women changed their last name to Gorman and moved south to Benton County, becoming that county's first black settlers. To make a living, Hannah worked as a laundress and Eliza as a seamstress. They were successful in their business and were able to purchase their first home in 1857, a modest two-level brick house in downtown Corvallis. The house was situated on two lots, and they soon expanded the original house. That same year, the Gormans built their home. Oregon adopted its constitution, which prohibited blacks from living in the state or from owning property. But because the Gormans were in Oregon before the Constitution was passed, they were exempt. Eliza died in 1869 of an unknown illness at just 30 years old. The Corvallis Gazette ran a fawning obituary for Eliza, demonstrating her impact on the community. After Eliza's death, Hannah moved several times, although she retained ownership of her Corvallis home. In 1870, she was in Portland, living in the household of a Methodist minister and his wife. But by 1875, she was back in Corvallis. Her long-lost son, Hiram, became a teamster and got a job driving an ox cart in order to reunite with his mother in Oregon. Hiram and his wife, Georgia Ann, moved in with Hannah in Corvallis and eventually became the property's legal owners. Hannah moved once more to Salem, where she died in 1888 at age 77. She was buried in Corvallis next to her daughter. The Gorman House still stands in Corvallis on Northwest 4th Street, the oldest surviving black property in Oregon. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.